our parking area and the drive-through.
Mm-hmm.
Then on the inside, we would like to get a the tile set up, the ceramic tiles and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So the cost of that, what we got an estimate is for the tiles laying between $3 to $4 per square feet, and we have 1,000 square feet area. So in between 3 to 4 for that, and the labor on that is $5,000. Then on the outside, we would want to get a paint job done. Our drive-through area, it needs to be fixed. So that included labor and all, we got an estimate for $6,000. Then a couple other things I would like to add is a 2-door freezer and a cooler unit, so that we can add in more items, frozen items and stuff, and so that eventually we can also apply for EBT as well. And the last thing I would need is a digital sign, not a digital, just something that represents that, okay, there's a business up here.
Mm-hmm.
So all in all, that closely approximates to $60,000. So I was just wanting to see how we can work this out.
Okay.
Does anybody have any questions?
I was going to ask, how much blacktop are you doing, the whole parking lot? Or
the entire parking lot, and just the drive area.
I did want to let you know, there is a sewer that runs through there. There's a manhole with some gravel on it. It's right next to the cement. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but it's right on the edge.
Okay.
Just so they're aware of that, too. The sewer line.
Can we explain how much money we got and stuff?
Yes, okay. Please.
Right now we have accounted for about $70,000. In the bank account, there's $178,000. We're getting ready to do the budget, and I explained to him on the phone that, you know, we've already went over the budget this year, which I know we have the money, but we went over it like $24,000. As soon as May 1st comes, and we could okay everything, May 1st comes, and you know, we're starting all over again for the year. So that, you know, and then we'll have, let's see, I don't have my number here, what we got left in the account. About $100,000 is what we'll have left in there that's not accounted for.
That's $100,000 before this.
Yeah.
Okay. But
because we've got right now, we got accounted for $70,000. We got $178,000 in there.
Okay.
So we got about.
Nothing's available until May.
We shouldn't, because we've already went over the budget. That way, so we don't have to do any adjusting over the courthouse or anything.
But after May, we can do.
But May 1st, we could. Soon as, yeah.
Is there anybody else?
Applied, huh?
Applied. Mm-hmm. He'd be the first one then.
Yeah. Starting September and that, then they'll be putting more TIF money in, so.
Taxes.
Yeah, when the taxes start
okay.
coming in, they'll start putting the TIF money back in again.
And if we've already went over.
So, but we do have $100,000 in there, so that's not accounted for.
Can you wait till May, sir?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, we'll keep all your stuff, and you don't have to do anything else, and we'll talk it over, and when 1st of May rolls around, we'll.
Yeah. I think we could go ahead.
We can probably go ahead and do it all and just not release it until May.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay.
And, you know, and he has to pay for it anyway and bring in the receipts.
Right.
And then when you bring the receipts in, then that's when I can give you the money.
Okay.
And you're the only one. You'll be the first in line.
Yeah. Right. So, and I kind of explained to you there's different ways, which I don't know if one of you guys want to go through that, the different.
There's a grant and a.
Yeah. There's a 1% loan, there's a grant, and then there's a that forgiveness loan that you stay open 5 years.
I would like to understand that, like you mentioned earlier, that on some part it's on a it comes out in a loan form or something. So I just wanted to understand that as well.
Yeah, and I'll try to explain it. The grant is, you know, once you give me those receipts, I give you the money, that it's all done.
Okay.
The 1% loan, we do amortization and you pay back payments.
Okay.
Each month, and it's paid off then in 2026. Okay. That's how it's figured. And then the forgiveness loan is, you stay open 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that 5 years, at the end of that time, then you don't have to pay any of it back.
Okay.
If you happen to close, like, in 3 years,
mm-hmm.
you pay back that percentage of that $30,000 or whatever. Say it's $30,000, you'd have to pay back, what, $10,000? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. I tried to explain it.
You did good.
So the council's the one that decides then how they want to give you the money. I guess they discuss it with you and so they kind of throw the ideas around here now, and then in the actual council meeting, they, you know, decide.
What were you looking for? I mean, as far as you want to make payment, you want to...
I was just trying to see that to what extent the city can help, and how much do I need to come up on my end?
Okay.
Yeah.
Like a 50-50 year or whatever the percentage is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
TIF goes out 2026, dude, right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is new to me.
About 4 years, roughly 4 years.
Yeah.
And everything has to be in by then.
Yeah, all the everybody that's got loans, they're paid up in 2026.
What do most of them do?
They've done a little bit of everything.
And then it depends on their certain circumstances.
Mm-hmm. And it's what the aldermen want to do. You know.
Who is this tile estimate from? It just says Larry.
That's a private contractor. He's in Yates City.
Do you know his last name?
I know. But I provided his phone number.
Okay. That $5 a square foot to lay ceramic tile, that's why I learned how to lay my own ceramic tile. I laid a bunch of them.
We did them in our house.
Yeah, it's really not that tough. If I can do it, anybody can. But okay, we'll take your application, we will discuss it, and we'll act on it.
I've got it on the agenda. So.
Oh, you got it on the agenda tonight? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you guys...
If they want to.
What do you want to do then? If you guys want to... Let's see. Your total cost was how much again, sir?
60.
60?
60 or 50?
50. 50 on the app.
15 and...
Application.
Yeah.
And you guys want, you might want to wait and get the rest of the quotes for the rest of the stuff too.
Right. Okay, why don't we do that then? Why don't we wait till you bring in some other quotes, and we'll table this, we'll put it on our agenda for next meeting.
Okay.
And we'll bring in all the quotes and stuff you have, and if you can get whatever this Larry's last name is, and just so we know that he's...
Yeah. So you need a quote for your sign.
Mm-hmm. And the coolers.
Yeah, the coolers. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Okay, maybe we'll have a full council.
Yeah.
Yeah.
allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Remain standing for the invocation, please. Bow your heads. Heavenly Father, please bless and guide this council and help us make the best decisions possible for the people of Lewistown. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Be seated. All right. Clerk, you call the roll, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Here.
Jim Long.
Here.
Brad Ward is absent. Kendall Miller.
Present.
Kim Paschal.
Here.
And John Spotlow is absent. And Mayor Lafair.
Right here. All right, having a quorum, we'll move on. If everyone's looked at the minutes from the last meeting, anybody have any questions, additions, comments?
I'm moving through the minutes of the February 22nd meeting.
I'll second.
Motion by Kendall, second by Sally. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. All right, Cindy, do you have a clerk's report?
No, I don't think so. Because everybody, I just need a statement of economic interest, and I think everybody's pretty much given to me, so.
Mm-hmm. Treasurer's report. Debbie, do you have anything to add?
Nope, I don't have one tonight. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Mr. Collins, do you have anything for us?
I do not.
Thank you. No engineer. Have any public comments or petitions this evening? Anyone from the public would like to speak? Thank you. All right. Committees, finance, insurance, and zoning. Miss Sally, do you have anything?
Nothing.
Thank you. Sewer, Smile was absent. Streets and alleys, Mr. Miller.
Nothing at this time.
Thank you. Brad's absent on police. Do you have anything for water, Kendall?
No, I don't.
Mm-hmm. All right. Jim, utilities, publications, public buildings, and grounds. Do you have anything for us?
We're waiting on a truckload of money, so I can get things done. And, well, this is something else, so go ahead.
Okay. Tourism, Kim, do you have anything?
No.
All right.
That's a report.
And TIF, we had a meeting before this one where we received an application from Lewistown Mark. We'll be going over it later in new business. All right, Citizens Committee, Amanda Smith. Haven't seen you for a while. What's going on?
Yeah. Okay, so still waiting on to hear back on the Main Street grant. There is not an award date yet. We submitted for the park grant. We should hear about that in April. If that does not get approved, we will probably just continue to submit again.
But what one is that? Park?
That's for the park.
Okay.
Also sent in an application for historic landmarks of Illinois, most endangered places, to do the renovations needed for
Blacksmith
Shop. Thank you. Forgot where we requested that from. We will start Yard of the Month in May, so we'll be doing some advertising for that. We checked on the housing rehab program today through Western Illinois Regional Council. They have not heard anything about that. He will let us know as soon as he hears something. They are still expecting funding. They normally fund 10 communities a year. This year they're only funding 4, and Lewistown will be one of those. So,
very good.
Just kind of waiting.
Very good. Very good. Okay. Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you.
Christmas Committee, Mr. Kenneth Hickey.
We got a few things going on here, and Tina can explain it to you a little bit better than I can, so I should have come up here and let her go
do
it.
So we're doing a lot of fundraising to, you know, raise more funds so we can do more things with Christmas. This month, the last Sunday of the month, I think it's the 27th, we're doing the Chaka Tour. For every person who participates, we will make $10 off of that. My goal is 15 or 20, so, you know, that'll help with something. And then April 30th, we are doing a spaghetti dinner at the VFW. The VFW is donating all of the supplies. We just need the manpower and desserts. But they're going to do the spaghetti, the sauce, and the garlic bread. And we will get 100% of the proceeds off of that
And then in May, we have the spring fling, spring drive coming up, working on vendors for that. And that's where we are right now on fundraising.
We're going to try and do the silent auction too. I don't know.
Yes, silent auction.
We're going to get enough, but we're going to try.
Yeah. It's April
30th. Yes,
April 30th. Yeah,
April 30th. So. When's the date on the May drive?
The 7th and 8th. It's Mother's Day weekend.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions for Amanda or Kenny or Tina?
Do you need any help down there for the spaghetti dinner?
We will need lots of help.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. We'll be there.
See, you got to ask the woman who knows what's going on, not the guys who think they do.
Is this guy smart enough to know to bring her up
here? Oh, no.
We got
it.
You can't even pronounce that Choctaw thing.
I'm all about delegating.
Choctaw.
Bring your own fork.
All right. Evan, Public Works Report. What do you have for us?
Recently, fixed a few sinkholes around town. We had one on South Monroe that was a good one. I contract out. We ended up replacing roughly 21, 22 feet of sewer main. Other than that, we're just starting to hopefully get nice weather and start cleaning that up. And submitted our order for flowers for those to be installed, and then I'll work on LED lights probably when we do flowers. Get that stuff up. Other than that, just keep everything rolling right now.
And when were you getting those generators again?
I talked to him Monday, and he said he'd call me. I talked to him today. He still wasn't able to make it, so he's going to call me when he's ready. We're looking at getting some gen sets just to keep on hand. We're going to get a larger one. 5-6 smaller ones. We're just waiting for them to be delivered.
Did he find the other ones, or is he still stuck on the two small ones? And
I told him one big one, 6 smallers.
There you
and
go.
He said okay. And Monday morning, he said he'd call me. And then today I didn't hear nothing, so I called him because I was doing our back east end for the month, so I wanted to make sure I wasn't hung up at the well field. And then he called in the middle of that, you know, and he needed my motor, and I've yet to hear from him. So.
Just stay on him.
Yep, I'm doing an everyday call.
There you go. That's a good deal.
Question.
That's a good deal.
Next Tuesday, the water meeting?
Oh, yeah, next Tuesday we're going to meet with Darren Clark to talk about the tank rehabs and stuff like that. I said he'll have a slideshow. He's got pictures and images of what he took a few years ago, the tanks and stuff, just to discuss, and then we'll have an idea of pricing and what it's going to cost to do a rehab. That's something we want to do in the near future.
Six is what time you decided on it. I'm getting ready to send out an agenda.
6 to 8, and Tuesday, yep. What day is that?
15.
And it'll be up here?
Mm-hmm.
So next Tuesday, the 15th, what time? 6?
Six. Yeah, I'll send out an agenda to everybody.
Yeah, I said he'll discuss it, and then he'll tell some members out. It isn't a company you got to go with. He's got all the information. He don't give me no numbers. He would rather discuss it with more people, the council, whatever, because what it boils down to is money. And
it's rehabbing the well field, or down at
ground storage,
right?
A tank down there, and then even he'll talk about the water tower, about an overcoat, or what they need, and possibly how much longer before you end up spending more money. Longer you let it go, you know, you can't do an overcoat, so he'll explain all that and the procedures of what we can do now and what we can do later.
Okay.
And I believe Keith is going to show up, so he can hear some of it too, since he's talked to him and hasn't gotten any numbers, so our engineer. He planned on coming if he's freed up that night, so he can ask him some questions too.
Yeah, so it's not just the water committee. Everybody can come. Whoever wants to come.
Yeah,
very good.
It's open to public anyway, so.
Right, and it'd be a good idea for everybody to come, sounds like.
Plus, when the weather gets nice, I'd like to schedule a water meeting down at the well field.
Mm-hmm.
And let people see what, where the water comes from and how it's done. And
exactly.
Bring your mower and...
A little couple strips.
Okay, anybody have any questions for Evan? All right, do we have any unfinished business? And if there's nothing there, nothing? Okay.
No.
New business. First thing is the TIF application. Like I said, we're waiting on estimates, his quotes and bids. He's supposed to turn them into Cindy. Hopefully we'll have them by next meeting.
Yeah.
So we'll table that until next meeting. Next, Kendall has some information on a new concession stand for the park.
Yeah, this is the concession stand is going to be relocated. The one that's up there now will be gone. And there'll be a new one put in, and it'll be down towards the bank a little more on down the sidewalk. And the colors that we picked out, well, first of all, it's 12 by 12. But it's actually working space inside is 8 by 12, which is roughly twice the size of what we have now inside, which we had three people running around inside, taking turns going in a circle. But it's 8 by 12 inside, and then it's got a 4-foot porch on the front. So that way, if it's kind of inclement or whatever and that, then you got a place to get in out of it. In the front of the, and the building is going to be out of, it's just a stick building, but it has a steel side and steel ceiling on it, tin. The colors are white, it's kind of an off-white, and with a charcoal color. So they will match the Presbyterian Church, and it will actually match the gazebo, so it'll fit in where it's at. So that way we didn't want to stick it up there with a green one or a red one or whatever. Tried to make it blend in as much as we could. In the front of it, when you're looking at the front of it with the little porch that comes out, there is a 36-inch regular door, and then on the side of that, the other side of it will be a 3x4 window, and it's a sliding window, so you can serve out of it and that's kind of how it will be. And then on the side of it facing, and of course it will be facing the Presbyterian Church, and it would be up against the sidewalk there, facing the church, but on then the other side of it, and that there'd be a window facing the gazebo, and with that window there, if I'm cooking or who's ever cooking that, we can pass the food through the window into the inside without walking clear around and stuff like that. That's the only doors and windows in it because of the pricing and stuff and that. The price I have for the concession stand itself, without the porch is an added price, but 8x12 concession stand, they call it, was $2,406. The porch is 4x12 that goes on the front of it, of course, and that is $800. And then it has the extra window on the side that we serve through, that we pass the food through, that extra window there is $250. And then the reason it's just a little bit more because it's a little bit bigger window than what you normally see. Not much, but a little bit more. Plus, there's an extra $50 for, and we haven't decided which wall yet, but we have an air conditioning unit up there. And so we're going to take it from the old one, put it into the new one. And he's got to cut the hole. When he does it, he's got to cut it at that time instead of us trying to do it afterwards. And when that way he can fill it in around it and make it look nice. And that's an extra $50 to do that. So the building total price, and this is Amish made. It's made by David Yoder. I think it's D&E Mini Barns. And he's done a lot of work around the community and that. But anyway, the total price for all of it was $3,506. And he wants to start the project as 25% up front and then the rest on delivery. The only other thing that will have to be done after that, though, have to be a little bit more coming out, but that'd be for, it will sit on a White Rock CA6 base, and that, so that way it's not, somebody said concrete, we didn't want to do concrete because if we ever do away with the building, then we ended up with concrete pad. And with the CA6, it sets up just like concrete. After a rain on it, you've got concrete. And set it on that, and it'd be fine. Of course, we'd have to have electrical eventually run over to it, and just minor things like that. Shelving inside, we're going to take the shelves out of the old one and move them over to the new one, which makes sense. And but other than that, right now, what I'm looking for is a approval on the. Let's see if I got everything in there. Approval on the building itself so we can get this going because we're looking at Music in the Park coming up in June. So
what money, where's it, out of what funds?
And this comes out of tourism. And actually, yeah, tourism and music and labeled as Music in the Park.
Okay.
I've had them build three kids for me, well, two for me and one for Chetan and Dad.
Yeah, he did some work on my cabin for me, and that is excellent. I mean, they do.
Their winter did that.
Yeah. And it said it'd be about 4 weeks. He's like, right now, he's like swamped. So,
oh,
but
yeah,
it's about 4 weeks. And, but pretty simple build. I think it'll look nice. We, like I said, the biggest thing we discussed too was, we didn't want it huge, but we needed it big enough that whoever works in there can move around a little bit. And plus, with the equipment, we have a couple of refrigerators that go in there and popcorn machine and all that stuff. By the time you get shelving, then. But didn't want it so big that it took away from the park itself. And of course, that's why we went with the white and the darker color for the trim. The roof be dark color, be. Well, the church used to be, we were talking about getting copper, and I said, well, it's not copper anymore. I said, it's dark. So the dark will blend in very well, I think.
What will you do with the old one up there?
I think it, now, the old one actually belonged to the original Music in the Park. So, but we're talking about maybe, we're going to talk, we talked the other day that about selling it, and we may just either get a price and sell it outright, or talked about maybe when Music in the Park starts, maybe if we move it out of there or something, but maybe auction it off or raffle it off to get rid of it and then use that money for the new one. So that's still kind of up in the air, but it'll go for sure. And it's 6x8 is how big the old one is.
Raffle would be good.
And I was thinking that, you know, there's something like that, we could do that, raffle it off, or get as much as we
probably,
can out of it.
It'd probably go up pretty good price since it's going to Music in the Park.
You can make more money doing that in your
fairgrounds needs or something like that, don't they?
And
now, if it was city owned,
yeah,
we would have to do bids on it.
Yeah.
Close bids on it, but since it was actually
bathroom and let the
before
bathroom
the city took over.
Stay in it.
Did you? So
I haven't heard you either. We got no money for the
new bathroom.
Take this
money and build us a new shed.
Supposed to have a county meeting Tuesday.
Does that include today cost or
no? No, I guess last Tuesday.
No, that's according to him. That's all the whole thing.
I was just making sure.
Unless they're waiting.
So
for a meeting.
3506. Yeah, for the whole thing.
Money, the
but I've got a bid, but he's got like three bids on there. So I'm going to have him clean this up, and then I'll present it. I'll bring it a fresh copy in for you that looks better. But I can give you this too if you want to get a copy of it.
I'll just get a copy. Yeah.
And but I had him priced several different ways. One of them was like an 8x12 with a 2-foot overhang and no porch, but didn't like that. So that's why we went with the little porch thing. That would be a lot better. Plus, Christmas time comes around, and last year when we had the Christmas thing up there, it could be used for Christmas.
Yeah.
And plus, it's indoors, and Santa Claus either, I think we talked about maybe Santa Claus going into Presbyterian like he used to, or he could sit there on the porch too, or even sit inside. So.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll do a roll call vote.
Do we have a motion in a second?
Yeah, we did.
All right. Roll call vote.
Alders of Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Ken Paschal.
Aye.
All right. Motion carries. Very good. That'll be nice. That'll be very
nice. Thanks for doing all the work on that.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's
a lot of work.
Got a lot more to go. Good thing I'm retired.
Well, you need help in those, no, I don't.
Yeah, Karen Myers now, I keep wanting to say King, her and I went over to the Amish and talked to him about it, and he showed us a couple of them that he had, and I mean, her and Debbie, and that spend most of the time in it, so I thought, well, we better have them look and see if there's enough room in it, and so that's come up with that, and...
I do too.
That's what I'm saying, Debbie.
That's right, I'm sorry. Shows how much I pay attention. Well, anyway, it'd be bigger, so you'll have more room to work.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Kim. All right, moving on now. The next thing is the non-highway vehicle ordinance that we've had since 2013. I looked at it, and there's a lot of things that don't really make sense anymore. It just needs kind of updated a little bit. I know people probably have some ideas. A few that I have, and I'm asking for input, and if anybody has any more. I'd like to see the registration fee be set $25 every year. The old ordinance reads $75 the first. I'd just like to make it $25 each year. I'd like to see the money raised from this ordinance to go into tourism. That way we can at least see where it's at, maybe use it for things. Another thing I'd like to see is maybe a 1 week or a 1 month sticker that people can maybe buy for $5 or $10. It's up to you guys to set the fee. Like for people staying in the hotel, people going to the fair, scenic drive. It could be, most of these people, the fee's not anything, it's nothing. They would buy it. Everyone's so worried about breaking the law. They're afraid to go out on the street. And if we give them an opportunity, at least educate them, hey, we like these things here, and they'll hopefully use our businesses and things like that. But another thing, an idea that I had was there's a lot of towns in the county that have these ordinances. Canton has it, Cuba has it, Vermont, even Smithfield has an ordinance. I would like to see us honor all other towns' stickers. So someone from Vermont could come here with their side-by-side and go to a restaurant or patronize any of our businesses. I just like to make it more friendly for the people. These things are everywhere. There's other states that allow them on everywhere except the interstate. When I was in South Dakota, that's the only place you couldn't drive them was on the interstate. So I don't know if anybody else has got any other ideas.
Well, the only other idea that I had a lady approach me about it, that she was going through the bank drive-thru, and she had a side-by-side in front of her, And she went forward, they put it in reverse, almost hit her. Well, she goes, I wouldn't know what to do about it because they don't have a license plate on it and no way of knowing who the people are or a number or anything to get a hold of them. And I says, well, I can't answer that because I don't know. So the only thing I was kind of wondering, maybe if we made the numbers, the city numbers stickers a little bit bigger so people could see them. I don't know.
Either that or they place it in a spot that...
Yeah,
it can be seen.
Well, the issue is the only stickers we could get this year, say, 2022. They don't even have numbers.
They don't have numbers on them. So, and
they got the
that's
place where
was brought up to me, and I didn't know what to tell them.
Yeah, got him before. Then he said you can't get the numbers.
You can't legislate for every what if. You just can't. I mean, that sounds like a, you know, it's an accident. You hope the person who does it stops and.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's pretty bad.
I've seen accidents happen so fast they've had license plates on, but the people are such in shock, and then they drive away and they don't see it anyway. So that's usually what happens.
I told her I'd mention it.
Okay. Okay.
That's a good idea, though. I have a license plate on mine. It says Bat 1.
And another, maybe put the registration in the middle of the triangle, you know, the slow moving triangle, if we put that in the ordinance. That way they're all in the same spot.
I just had mine on the tailgate so it's visible so they know that.
Mine's in the triangle, but all the triangles are going to be on the back. And
right.
That
right.
way they can see that I have a sticker.
Right.
That I paid mine.
The old
right.
ordinance says we need red on the front.
Honestly, I think that's contradictory to state law. In the beginning, you're not supposed to have red on the front.
Amber on the front.
Unless you're fire department.
Right.
Rescue or police.
The only red lights allowed on the front are emergency vehicles.
Right, and there's something in here about red reflective sticker.
Are people renewing like they should, or has that been a problem? That's. Mm-hmm.
I'll just do an
April. Is that something that don't have signal lights, brake lights, horn?
I mean, is that something we can just send a postcard? I mean, we have that many that we couldn't just send a postcard to.
Probably could. They're just a reminder.
I think most people never even signed up. Didn't even get a sticker.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, there's a lot of them that just drive around. They just
yeah, I'm sure that happens too.
And there's a lot of them that say, I'm not going to.
Yeah. Anyway, all I want to do is make it legal for everyone to do it if they so choose, and we'll leave the enforcement to the police. That's what we pay them for.
Yep.
Well, personally, I don't want to pay $75 for insurance and $25 for a ticket if nobody else is going to pay for one.
I get it.
So
no, I get it.
No,
I get it.
That's the problem I have.
And
if I see you on the street without a sticker, I will remind you that you
are the one. I have the same problem with the mini bikes and electric bicycles with no lights at night time. Even a bicycle at all. In the dark, you know, we got them all over the place, and they're not.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. With respect to the recognition of other municipalities, villages that issue these permits, and the only thing that pops in my mind is, I mean, is that indefinitely? I know if Smithfield charges $10 a year for theirs, everybody's going to have a Smithfield permit.
They don't have one. They don't have a permit and stickers. They have an ordinance saying you can ride them,
okay.
But they don't have a sticker.
So
I'm saying, if you have a valid Vermont sticker or a valid Cuba sticker,
honor
it's just, you know, it's just.
I mean, I think we could potentially strip this ordinance down to, you know, you cross state highways at 90 degrees and have a valid license and a vehicle that meets the following criteria if we wanted to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Do away with the permitting, and that's where I thought you were going with this when
I
text last week. But
I mean, to just strictly do away with a no permit at all.
Yeah,
I mean,
valid license to operate a motor vehicle upon roadways in Illinois. We restrict the travel of these vehicles to city roads and crossing the state highways at 90 degrees, which is state law. There's nothing we can do to change that. And then the balances, I mean, insurance is up to them. Obviously, we're required to have insurance on our vehicles, but these aren't vehicles for all intents and purposes. I don't know why we couldn't do that and alleviate some of the administrative burdens if you guys were inclined to do that.
Yeah. But no sticker, no nothing.
But they probably should be insured.
Okay.
I mean, I would think that would probably be.
I mean, we have no way to.
I know, that's
get
true.
Get into that, though. Unless
well, that's you're right.
The permitting is to check for
the
brake lights, turn
yeah.
signals, seat belts. That's just.
It'd be on your own with your insurance.
It's just a safety inspection.
It's to make sure they're fit to be on the road. The
main reason most of them don't want to do that is because it costs $500 to put a light kit on the side.
Oh, I know it does.
That's after you spend $25,000 on the side by side.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, exactly. I mean, it's.
But a license and horn and or signal lights and horn and brake lights. Some of them got brake lights from the factory, but a lot of them don't.
And again, we'll put that in the ordinance that they're still required to have that. So if John or one of the officers goes out and sees somebody rolling around without blinkers, you know, you could cite them for that or at least warn them about it. But, I mean, there's no... The permitting process is a means of saying that we checked this vehicle out, it's good to go, here's the proof of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to you guys. I thought you were going a different direction, I apologize.
I mean, I have no problem with...
That's why we're discussing it.
I have no problem with doing it that way. It's just what everybody wants to do. I mean, $25 isn't going to make us or break us. I was just kind of going off, you know, what they've done in the past and just kind of amending that to make it a little bit easier.
It just depends on how much effort you want to put into making sure the guys that already run them down the street without what the required equipment when they know that they...
And I mean, I can tell you I've prosecuted zero violations of this section since we've put it into effect.
Well, when I was a kid, I traveled Logan County with a mini bike, and I run all over the small villages until the local cops said, yeah, hey, so get out of town.
I've been between Ipe and Story on a four-wheeler, so yeah. I know what you're saying.
I mean, I understand that. So, it doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, I'd rather not pay anything, personally.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and I'd rather people not have to pay. If there's a way we can get them on the streets to use them, and
but they have to be in. But I do think they need to be inspected, and with and be legal as far as turn signals and.
But I mean, once again, in order to operate legally on the street, I mean.
Yeah, we're trying to offset the cost of the city. I think initially, if I recall the conversation, and we adopted a lot of CAN's provisions. That's where I mean, we don't reinvent the wheel on ordinances. We don't have to.
Right.
Their thought process was, and talking to Kent, they wanted to offset the cost of the officer having to go out and do the check through, make sure everything's working, make sure you know the insurance is good, and that was what the cost of the permitting was about. It wasn't about.
And it might be since people don't worry about renewing anyway, is just do a one-time first cost like we do now, just a one-time first cost, and you have to have it inspected and it has to be street legal as far as lights and all that stuff and that. And do a one-time cost, and then
Arkansas,
that's it. After that, you got a permit on it. It has a Lewistown permit, and then that's it. You don't have to get a new one every year, as long as you have a permit on it.
Pretty heavy medium.
Make the ordinance work. I mean, make it understandable where the general public knows if you're going to ride around town and side by side. You need turn signals, brake lights, stop lights, horn, and instruct police department to just stop them and warn them and see if they've got it.
Yep.
And say, this is your first chance. Now, next time I see you down, we'll write your ticket. I don't like it when the cops come to town write seatbelt tickets or taillight tickets or whether they stay police wheel. I don't like that. But
I mean, we've never
had... Like it. Miller, I put $500 in my equipment to keep... get it up to where it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. No, I know, I did too. I mean,
and I didn't like paying the $75, but that was the cost of having a policeman come out.
Yeah.
And exactly. you got all that.
Just a one-time fee.
When you go doing that. So if you want to write it to where, just make sure that the public knows you must have this, this, and this. No permit, no number, no nothing, just $20. We can give you a sticker if you want to put a sticker on it. But if you get caught on the street without what we need, there's going to be consequences. How about mini bikes and electric bikes?
They're not permitted, so they should be ticketed. I mean, there's no provision that would allow them to be legal.
Yeah.
Especially on cycles.
I mean, I'd see them in the summertime.
Yeah.
He'll start down here at the liquor store, go all the way across town and not stop at a stop sign.
Well, we had one anxiety outside our building racked up, and every time he came and went, no muffler on it.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to have a meeting, and it was...
That's the same one I saw. And all he's got is a little hoodie and his backpack. So.
He always comes down past our house.
But I think that would still accomplish, instead of trying to gather the fees, just a one-time cost to pay for the officer, the time for the officer to do it, and plus a little, just a little permit that says Lewistown on it, could say Lewistown on it in one color, you know, just so we know that you've been permitted and you can drive.
It's a good time of year to do this and get it changed up for all the new applicants. Plus, you can put it on your Facebook page, mm-hmm. keep popping it up so it refreshes and let everybody know that we're.
That'd simplify everything else.
No, it would. That it would. I mean, I'm all for less laws.
So if you're going to have a sticker and you're going to have paperwork to do, then we need.
My law is you got to catch one.
I mean,
so what about the short-term sticker then? In light of this?
See, I don't know. I mean.
Well, somebody,
even if you, I mean, I guess I don't know why you need the ordinance to say all this stuff about turn signals and horns and when the Illinois law says it. I mean, it's against the law to not use your turn signal. If you're behind a vehicle and it doesn't use its turn signal and you think it's a problem or the police thinks it's a problem, they'll stop. I mean, let's face it, most of the time, nobody uses them anyway.
I think originally when they first did this, they were trying to make sure that four-wheelers were included in it.
Yeah, there's
so
a lot
I think
of
they broke it kind of down.
To eliminate four-wheelers.
Yeah.
Oh, we went to great pains, I think, to even describe had to be bench or bucket seats, couldn't be handlebar-type steering wheels.
Yeah.
Well, this is made for golf carts because it says, 15 to 25 mile an hour?
Yeah.
I mean,
20 to 25, I believe.
Half of one he runs.
I know they had this brought up from the time the golf carts were starting to come in town, mm-hmm. right in town. And
I don't think very many people had side-by-sides.
No, it was just golf carts. Really, it was only like two or three at the time.
Yeah. Palmer, John Spotwell, I believe, golf cart.
Just listening to the conversation, I just wanted to share this because I've had a couple times where I called for a Lewistown officer and they have not been available. And so if you think about registering all of these and with John's leaving here coming in August and the ability to staff the police department here in town, I don't know how much time this takes away, but when we're thinking about ordinances and offsetting, you know, do we have the manpower to?
Well, actually, we've already discussed that up here. We didn't know if it would just be me and Cindy doing it.
Okay. So you have.
We have discussed it, yeah. We didn't know if it had to be a police officer. And John's like, he didn't think so. It could be one of us that went out, you know, like drive up here, we check it all out.
I mean, there hasn't been any accidents in town involving slow-moving vehicle since this ordinance. So, I mean.
And I think that kind of, I mean, part of that ordinance kind of covers us too. I mean, as a city, that, I mean, it's written right there. And
That was going to be, my next comment was, where does the city stand if we don't put an ordinance on there?
We need to have an ordinance.
You have to have an ordinance, I think.
We just need to refine it a little bit. I'm not in favor of getting rid of the ordinance from a legal standpoint.
I'm not in favor of charging anybody anything, but.
And that's the way I feel.
You know.
That's the way I feel.
Well, you're charging somebody for the officer's time, and paragraph B1 does say that it has to be.
I think you still need
Lewistown
to permit.
Police Department personnel.
If we still need the permits, then.
I mean, just to permit, if it's just a one-time permit, get the permit and. You know, take a stamp it on there or whatever. Just there. A permit and says.
Just a one time.
You're under. After that, there's no other cost unless you change vehicles and then you're going to have it inspected and have a new sticker. But other than that.
And I've heard the people, and this has nothing to do with our subject here, but police force. A lot of people say, well, we're not going to have a police force.
I mean,
we got all the equipment, And just because John's leaving don't mean that's going to eliminate the police force.
No, right. No. We just have trouble finding officers right now.
Yeah, but things are going to change.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, I feel like you guys should do a one check, like you guys talk and describe it, have it in the ordinance, because I feel, say I want to pull a bull crap on a state cop and say he went through town, I'm running up and down Main Street, I'm like, well, they told me I could do whatever I wanted in this town. I'm new here, I didn't know that was a state highway, I thought that was a city street, so I feel like Nathan's part of putting the 90 in there, you know, to cross Main Street. I feel like you have to let them know that for the city's response for anything in court for an argument.
No, you're spot on.
And would you call it a permit charge or would you call it a one-time inspection fee?
Either way. I mean, you're still, I mean, it pays for your permit plus the inspection, so whatever.
Right.
Then after that, there'd be no other fee.
Right.
Unless you trade it in your side by side or whatever. It'd be on the vehicle, not the driver.
Yeah, it has to be visible on the side by side or golf cart, either one, whatever you have.
Well, if it was just on this slow moving thing, you just move that from one to the other. I don't know.
That's a good point. Yeah. But I mean, we'd want them to, if they traded it in, we'd want to.
I think you'd want to go through the process again if you get a new vehicle, because it's. You don't know that they're.
It's completely different vehicle, and if you was going to be out on the state highway and you trade new vehicles, if it's required to be inspected, you go take the new one and get it.
So what would you do? You'd have them bring up the title, or at least a year, make, and model, and a serial number of the vehicle. You'd log that next to the permit number that you issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's on the check sheet now. I think they got what it is.
Okay.
He just goes through and says, honk your horn, and he checks a box through all this stuff.
Okay.
It's pretty simple.
They also have a list of, if you're going to have other drivers, they want the license number. I mean, the ordinance we got right now is that you need to have.
How feasible is it to get stickers with sequential numbers on it? That don't have the year. No, we're not worried about the year.
I don't know.
Sequential numbers.
Cindy's one was looking for them. She said she couldn't find anything, so she ordered 2022 stickers from Fulton Democrat. I would think you could find some kind of sticker that's
numbered. You could probably come on to some printing company and, you know, just
well, that's what she did, and we just got the 2022 the other day.
I know a few people have made some stickers, so.
So that should be fairly simple.
But
yeah.
Who's got a vinyl sign business in Kansas?
That's what they make permanent markers for. When you order, do a new one, just write it on there.
Yeah. I mean, there should be some way to get some.
We got the stickers.
Well, very good. We just call you and just give you a sticker, say, hey, you got a sticker.
You come up and get a new sticker.
And this is going to cover you and you don't have to pay anymore.
So I'm going to pay again then for that inspection? No. You're just going to give me a sticker?
You've already been inspected.
Yeah.
If you've been through it, you will have to.
No, still need insurance, right?
Need insurance, need to make sure you conform to the various aspects of the vehicle that we have set forth now, unless you guys want to change some of those. Those are specifically brakes, steering wheel, non-handlebar steering, bench or bucket type seats, tires, rear view mirror, horn, red reflectorized warning devices in the front and rear of the vehicle. We'll take out the front. I apologize for that. Slow moving vehicle emblem, headlight that emits a white light, tail light that emits a red light, brake lights, turn signals. Do we want to get into the nitty gritty of how far we can see with the headlights? We might as well take that out because I guarantee nobody's going to check that.
Yeah, I think that's being too picky.
I don't even know a 500 foot tape measure. Not pretty well out of every tool, I believe.
We need to lay the rules out so everybody understands them so they say, well, you don't have to do this.
Reading between the lines here, we're going to remove the provision concerning the inspection done by personnel of the police department and just put it in City of Lewistown personnel. Is that accurate?
That's close enough, yeah.
Good enough.
Yeah.
Didn't I say something about a roof on them, too? You need a roof if you got roll bars?
I mean, that'd kick out golf carts, wouldn't it?
He said if you have a roll bar.
If you have roll bars.
Well, I don't see anything in there.
I don't think it said
that. I don't think it ever said anything about that. Well, I had a roof on mine.
I know when I was getting mine, I called and had Cindy on the phone when I was doing it, and that was the other Cindy.
I bet she was I wonder if it was on that other sheet, because she's got that sheet that they check off, and it says some other different things than
it's in the ordinance. I forget how much more I spent for a roof on that damn thing. The roll bars.
Got golf clubs. Got a set of golf clubs.
Just think of the sunburn you saved yourself.
Yeah.
That's vitamin D.
There's also a thing in here about it physically.
Other paper that she uses.
Okay.
You must obey the speed limit.
This physically handicapped applicant? Isn't that discriminatory? You make a handicapped person jump through hoops to prove that they can drive one? Permits?
That's not even, yeah, that's...
Down toward the bottom?
Yeah, I see that.
A physically handicapped applicant or operator must submit a certificate signed by a physician certifying...
That's not discriminatory, that's a state requirement.
Really?
Yep.
Well, then they got to have a license, right? To operate one of these.
Exactly.
So if you have a license, then...
A little redundant.
Right, okay. I just...
Unless we're going to train... physical...
That's just double check.
Characteristics of a handicapped person.
Saying that, I was having...
Yeah, that's a good point. License to cover that. If they're fit to drive a motor vehicle, they're fit to drive a motor vehicle.
Right.
I remember calling the local municipal league because we're going to do a slow moving vehicle ordinance or non-highway vehicle ordinance.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was so much more complicated. You had restaurants, say, in Illinois, you had to do.
It was
more
for like those golf communities,
some of those
type places that
have
nothing to do with us.
Mm-hmm.
Winner.
What's the situation on running up and down Main Street?
You cannot do that.
It's going to remain the same.
That's a state law.
It doesn't address it in our ordinance anyway. It says streets under the sole jurisdiction of the city of Lewiston. Which
around the frame.
We can't change state law.
I see
that.
We're not
looking to make that any more restrictive. State law says 90 degree angles.
We can cross it, but.
Correct. Just don't drive down there.
Right.
Yeah, it's like a brain teaser puzzle trying to figure out how to get where you're going without driving.
And you can't. You've got to drive on the main street. It's just common.
The toughest part is
you don't get caught.
Car wash to VFW. That's the toughest part.
Yeah. I don't know.
No, it is. Really. I mean, if you can't cross
West O'Brien,
try to go from Jewel Street.
Well,
somewhere.
It's just like for me. If I go to VFW that way, I got to cross at an angle to get to Illinois Street.
Or you have to go clear back to the intersection or one road past the intersection and then take Illinois Street all the way down and turn there on Avenue L. I mean, wouldn't that be the closest way? Because there's no cross streets to meet otherwise.
No, I go down Illinois, but when I cross to go over, down by Boehner's onto Illinois Street, it's an angle, it's not a straight across.
Yeah.
So.
What's Cindy doing?
If you go to Layfair's house, you can
go up
Broadway all the way around.
I'm good.
Go ahead and drive down the highway really fast.
Yeah, you got the tough
trespassing's a cheaper ticket probably, so I'll just trespass through yards.
Catch you at the cemetery.
Well, this is what the checklist is. I don't know what all it says on there.
It says brake steering straight out of the ordinance. I think somebody's teasing you, Kenny.
Who'd you say that was again? Your ex-wife?
Ex-wife?
Thought so. I'm sure it wasn't anything in
a
personal.
Nothing about a roof or roll bars on here.
So do I get money back from the city for that? Or
no, just take your saws off and cut them off.
Just smile.
Nathan can probably recommend a good attorney.
Ignorance of the law.
Go to small claims court.
No defense.
Yeah.
All right. Does anybody else have anything that they'd add or?
So what?
Nathan has the gist of it.
What did
I'm
we add?
Give her a shot.
What did we add again? Just to kind of
Yeah, just.
We're gonna recognize permits from other municipalities.
Okay.
I'm gonna play around with some language for a short-term sticker for people visiting the municipality.
Okay.
We're gonna add that the registration sticker needs to be in the center of the slow-moving vehicle sign. As far as what we've taken out, we're gonna do a one-time fee instead of an annual fee. That's gonna be per vehicle, not per driver.
What'd you say now, one-time fee?
One-time fee, so it's an inspection fee instead of a annual registration fee.
Okay.
That's what, that and the ensuing inspection is what's gonna get you your sticker. That sticker is not renewable, there's no need to renew it. Based upon comments today, we're gonna take out the silliness with the projection of the lights. We're gonna take out the red tape on the front of the vehicle, which, like we've discussed, is illegal. And then we're gonna take out the requirement that it be inspected by police personnel and just put in Lewistown, city Lewistown personnel. So in theory, three or more of you could be the inspectors just to cover your bases. I'm not putting in anything thus far that I'm aware of about sending letters out to people that haven't renewed or anything like that so far. I'm gonna suggest that we don't put in the ordinance anything about how we're gonna administer this, just because I don't wanna tie our hands with that in case something doesn't work. Beyond that, I don't have any other notes, but
okay.
We did talk about the money being used from the permitting to be put into tourism. That's more of a administrative thing than an ordinance. So I'm gonna let you guys make the motion and second for that. That's all I've got, I believe.
Sounds good.
And we are gonna eliminate the provision regarding the handicapped individuals, because that just, it's a duplicate of the fact that they couldn't have an Illinois state license to drive these vehicles or be eligible to drive these vehicles without showing that they're capable of doing so safely.
Okay.
Sounds good. Anybody have any other things they can think of?
Sounds good.
All right, well, Nathan, we'll table this then. Nathan will write this up. We'll address it next meeting.
Is there any desire to review it in advance of the next meeting so we can try to get something in halfway final form to put a discussion vote on in the agenda rather than a review?
If you have it ready on Friday, I could send it out to them when I do the, packets.
Well, without giving me much time to react to their changes.
Right.
I mean,
right.
I'm thinking.
Well,
you can disseminate it if I get it to you whenever I get it to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you guys get this redraft and you have changes, I mean, feel free to reach out to me. Cindy knows how to get a hold of me if you don't. So
yeah. As soon as you get it to me, I'll send it out to everybody.
Okay.
I mean, the new thing is first meeting in May, so we can have it all. Do it by then. Just redo the or have it set up so. Finalize it all by the first meeting in May.
The new year, you mean?
Yeah, the new year.
Yeah, we'll just try to get it on the books, because I know, like I say, it's going to be hot topic as soon as the weather warms up.
Yeah.
Getting it done and doing it the new way would be preferable, it sounds like. So.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to table the weekly year.
You're gonna see what he can do with that.
Yeah, I'm gonna play with that language. It may just, based on the tenor of the balance of the ordinance, it may just be if you want to drive your vehicle, or you're here hunting, or here for the fair or whatever, just come to the city and get a temporary permit.
Right.
I don't know, like $5.
I was gonna say $5 and put either have a card or a sticker or whatever stick on there and just. A star or whatever.
One thing for people coming up between now and May that we knew their stickers, let's say March and April, because they do a year thing.
Mm-hmm.
We need to let her know that not to be renewing them until we figure something out.
As a practical matter, if you guys are willing to grant an extension to those people until we get this thing done,
yeah.
I think that's the most fair way to go about it.
She didn't bill someone and they come up
with she already knew it was on the agenda. We've had a couple call and we just told them wait already.
Yeah, I know ours is due next month, so
yeah.
Just wait.
Yeah.
You want a motion for that, Mayor, or you just want to?
Yeah,
Think we should?
No, I just think we'll just, you know, just don't take any renewables and.
Yeah, I mean, yeah,
all,
that's what we want.
It'll all work out.
Good.
Okay. Anybody have anything else? Billy, did you have something? You weren't here when it asked for public comments. We can circle back.
She made her public comment.
That's not
a little sarcasm.
That's not even good.
Okay. No other business. Everybody looked at the bills and. Any questions on the bills? It was the one was in there for the sewer work. It was the cashy. All right, no questions. We have a motion to approve the bills, please.
I make a motion to approve the bills.
In a second.
Have a motion in a second. Roll call vote, please.
Congressman Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Kim Paschal.
All right, motion carries. No other business. Can you have a motion to adjourn, please?
I'll second that.
There you go. Meeting adjourned. Thank you, everyone, for coming.